How's your child reading? Do they read what many books? Are they interested in reading? Are they a super reader? What is a super reader? We're going to get you some help and find out what it's all about from Dr. Ernest Morrell, who is the Macy Professor of English Education and Director of the Institute for Urban and Minority Education at Teachers College at Columbia University. He, along with researcher Pam Allen, have put together a book called Every Child, a Super Reader, Seven Strengths to Open a World of Possible. Dr. Morrell, how do you describe a super reader? What is that definition to you?
First of all, thanks for having me on, Bruce and Craig. So we define a super reader in a couple of ways. One, a child who reads all the time. We think of reading as a 24/7, 365 activity. They read to learn. They read for joy. They're confident in their ability to read. They use reading to explore new worlds, to take adventures, to imagine. Really, it comes down to two things. One, that the child reads well, and that the child reads often.
And how is it that you start them on that path?
The first thing that has to happen is young people, they have to feel good about themselves as readers. They have to be encouraged, even when they're struggling. They have to be reading for joy and for entertainment and to learn. So the encouraging them and also finding the right material for them that really interests them. You know, as adults, you or I, if we don't like reading something, we'll put it down. So kids really have to be invited into this wonderful world of text, whether it's informational text or novels or poems or stories that have been written by friends. So really finding great things for them to read and encouraging them in that process.
What can parents do to help find the right material?
One of the things that parents need to do is really just encourage their kids to read often and to read with the children. You know, with young kids, and I'm a parent of young kids, parents can make stories come alive. You know, they can read to their children before their children are able to read themselves. They can ask kids questions about what they're reading. They can take them to the library and pick out books that relate to their interests. Parents can read themselves. It's really good for kids to see if my mom or dad is reading and they take this very seriously. I can do it too. You can create family book groups. There's all sorts of wonderful things. In our book, we have a guide for, you know, 10 suggestions for parents. And it really boils down to encouraging your kid to read, read with your child, find books that are really interesting to them, and model reading yourself.
We're talking this morning with Dr. Ernest Morrell. The book is called Every Child a Super Reader, Seven Strengths to Open a World of Possible. This is kind of a guide for educators, parents, people like that. What are some of these seven strengths, and how do they fit into what you're trying to accomplish?
Thank you. I mean, we really start with the idea that our biggest challenge in education is that kids don't really see themselves as strong readers. It's not that they don't have the ability, but we have to tap into their strengths. So, as you say, we focus on seven in the book. They are belonging, kindness, friendship, curiosity, confidence, courage, and hope. So belonging is really, how do I become connected to this community of learners and community of readers? I see myself as a part of it, whether it's in my classroom, in my home, my after-school program. How do I, through reading, learn to practice kindness to myself, to others, to see myself as being able to affect the world? How does reading help to form friendships? How do we develop the curiosity and the willingness to ask big questions and to explore and to do research? And, you know, I see that in the children I teach, but in my own kids, that once they become curious, you don't have to tell them to become readers because they're reading to learn all the wonderful things that are out there in the world of text. But also, how do we develop confidence in our young people? Too often we have kids that are really, they lack confidence in themselves, and it shows up in their schoolwork, it shows up when they're tested, it shows up when they're kind of miserable and they have to do homework and they're at the kitchen table in tears. So how do we develop that confidence and that courage to say, I'm willing to take risks? And finally, how do we help young people to develop hope in themselves, to develop hope for the world, to see themselves, even as 6, 7 years old, as someone who's going to make a big difference in the world? So we take each of those strengths in one chapter, talk about why it's important, talk about what you can do as a teacher, what you can do as an after-school provider, what you can do as a parent to really develop that strength.
Many times for readers, it's, as you say, tapping into an interest. And a lot of times parents' interests and kids' interests are totally opposite. How open do you go to determine what it is that they're interested in? How do you help foster that so that they feel like they're choosing the books to read? They're doing it because they want to, not because they have to.
That's a great question, Bruce, and I think that that's, the answer is partly in the question. So what we have to do is not assume we know what kids want. We have to ask them, and we have to let them make choices. And that's one of the reasons why going to the bookstore or library and finding out what interests the kid, and asking them questions about what they're reading, too, and showing excitement. I think as adults, whether we're parents or teachers, we have to become excited about what our kids are excited about. And I know that, kids' excitement changes a lot. But really encouraging that, and as you say, the number one predictor of whether a kid's going to be a reader long-term is reading engagement. And it is impossible to be engaged in something that you're not interested in. So we really have to find those books that connect to what kids are really excited about. And to do that, we have to ask them.
Find out what they're interested in and give them a book to read for pleasure, not because there's a test coming up on Friday or that because this is the book everyone seems to be reading or something like that.
Exactly. And the best way to prepare for the test is to develop the reading stamina and reading joy, to be honest.
Yeah. Do you mind if they have the light on late at night, or do you need to get them to sleep? I mean, should we encourage them to read under the covers, or how does that work? A little bit of balance, I suppose.
It's funny. My 11-year-old gets in trouble for reading, so we cut the lights out at 9:30, but that's a good argument to be having with your kid, right? Can I just read for 15 more minutes? When you get there, you have what we call the high-end problem.
That's true, right. It's not really a problem. You just have to kind of have a little balance on that whole thing there. If people want to find out more about this book, get a hold of it, or even see some other things related to it, where's a good place to check this out?
So you can find it on scholastic.com/superreader. There's access to the book. There's videos that Pam and I have filmed. There's all sorts of materials. If you can't remember that, just Google Every Child a Super Reader. But it's all there on the scholastic.com website.
Sounds great. Thanks very much, Dr. Morrell, for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Bruce and Craig.
It is Dr. Ernest Morrell, and he's joining us today talking about the book that he's co-written with researcher Pam Allen, Every Child a Super Reader, 7 Strengths to Open a World of Possibles.